And the thing with this huge capitalism thing is that you have big corporations. They can hire an army of lawyers and draft all kinds of bullshit end of use agreements and so forth that no sane person will ever have time to read. Like if you actually read all the end of use contracts for everything you use, you know, you spent half of your year reading like 200 page documents. Like how often doesn't it pop up on, if you ever use Google, it must, we changed our terms and services. Mm. Have you read it? Okay.
Sit down and read it.
Yeah. So no one is actually doing it. And then you have these like libertarians, but yeah, but they're a free company. You entered a contract, la, la, la. It's just bullshit. It should be, a contract should be so that everyone can, when it's contract aimed at a private, like an individual consumer, we're not then it should be so that it's max one page and it's very easy. I'm going to say max two pages, and it should be very easy to understand, and it shouldn't be small print. And then what businesses do between businesses when you have two entities with a lot of money that can hire all the lawyers, let them do what the hell they want. I don't care, but to customers, it shouldn't be like that. And there probably was some small print in the Kindle, like when it started to become a thing also in the early mid 2000s, that said that, oh, Amazon keeps the right of blah, 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 and you click OK. And
yeah,
it's such bullshit. And we're getting more and more of that. It's like, I think the Apple iPhone is the worst of them all. It's like they make you pay like $1,000 to buy a phone. So you buy it, and then it should basically be yours, but you're not even allowed to buy parts and service it. You can't decide what podcasts you're listening to. Yeah, you can't even decide what the Telegram chat groups you're in.
No, exactly. Because, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, do I own the product or not?
No.
And then I say, like, fine. Like, to Apple, fine. Keep it like that. But then you should make it a subscription device. You pay X amount of euro or dollars per month to have a device from Apple. So you rent it, it's free to go. Then you can do whatever the hell you want. But if you sell it, as you're saying that, I'm giving you money and this is now your property, this iPhone that you're holding in your hand is now your property, then you can't come and dictate it. It's like Toyota coming and saying that you can only fill your tank at the Shell. Or that you can only buy Michelin tires or whatever. It doesn't work like that. I'm free to choose what the hell I do with my car.
Mm.